Yes. This is Indulgent. It's always, you know, kind of fun at least, if not hilarious. But I'm leaving for a bit after today. I thought, you know, I like doing these when we're all here.
Yep.
We're all here now.
I will probably get around to them again at some point next week. I've got some co-hosts scheduled to appear here. I'll do some solo shows, but there'll be a little hearty dose of Nate Geary and Sal. So we'll find our way. There'll be three of us here at some point. So we'll get to it. But I'm glad to do it again before you walk away.
Well, we'll see how the Chargers look tomorrow night, because you might need to do an emergency one on Friday if it's really good or really bad. I don't know. You might find it even doable that soon. But that'll be your call. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Got the teams?
I sure do.
Try it sometime without the teams. 16. That doesn't matter. It's like the bare knuckle. You have to...
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, no.
Remember everybody. Make sure you don't forget anybody. Although bare knuckle, as easy as it sounds, there is a board. So you can look to see if somebody's been picked. But that gets hard, as you would expect, as you get late in the draft. That was really fun. I did that three times. Never won. I might have finished 6th out of 12 every time. I don't know. Did I not take enough chances? I was just worried about not forgetting anybody.
Right. You don't want to embarrass yourself.
28-round fantasy draft at midnight with no notes or phone or anything and no pen and paper.
At midnight after the Thursday night season opener.
Right. At midnight Eastern.
In Las Vegas.
And you can't write down anything. You just have to name guys.
I mean, if any other sporting event has the potential to top 9 beers in 9 innings, it's being in Vegas for the season opener on a Thursday.
Yeah. That buffet could have been better. But yes, it's a nice time.
Yeah.
Of course, when I had that draft, I was always walking around. Bills-Rams. I was the worst possible company for Bills-Rams that night. Because everybody's at Planet Hollywood. Friends of mine that I know that are local, that are not. Everybody's there in a huge room with the big screen. They've got a buffet out and a bar and door prizes. And meanwhile, old Mike Shope is walking around the room all night trying to remember the kickers. Like, I enjoy that kind of thing, but it wasn't... Right. I wasn't, you know, really at the party.
Right.
I'm just like, oh, Eddie Pinheiro. So that was a flashback to that Bills-Rams game, the Thursday night opener. Okay, 16.
Cleveland. They lost a starting corner to an Achilles injury. I mean, come on.
Who was it? Not Ward.
No, not Ward.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about an injury there. All right, fair. Miami lost all its corners to injuries.
They're still not going to be that bad, I don't think. I can't.
All right.
Can't get there.
Cleveland. Okay. You made a good case.
Right. One guy got hurt.
You made a good case.
Whose name I don't know, and I'm pretty sure, though, he was a starter.
It was Frank Minifield. Out for the year. Remember those two?
Do you remember? I so badly want to be able to get his running mate, but I don't think I'm going to get it. But if I talk about how big Frank Minifield's shoulder pads were on Tecmo Super Bowl,
right,
maybe I'll kill enough time for it to pop in to my brain. Who's that other guy? Hanford Dixon.
Correct.
Ah, I love this job.
Hanford Dixon.
Oh, I hurt myself celebrating.
Celebrating.
We've all seen it. There was a leg up and an arm and there was a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Oh, I'm hurt now.
I'm glad I didn't blurt it out.
Hanford Dixon. I don't even care what happens the rest of the segment. You want to talk about Marcus Welby some more?
It could happen. It could come up. I don't really have anything to say about him. It was just a random doctor that flew into my head, and I did get a tweet or two about him and how he did everything. Heart transplants, brain injuries.
Yeah.
He was like, If you had a problem, he knew how to fix it.
Yeah, he didn't specialize in any one area. He was a specialist of it all.
Doc of all trades, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a very memorable turn as someone cautioning you not to drink coffee at night.
Oh, yeah, Robert Young.
Decaffeinated.
That's right.
Need some decaffeinated coffee.
That's right. Well, maybe good advice. 15.
Tennessee.
Don't care. Hanford Dixon.
You're on vacation now. Right. You better get it back by tomorrow. 14.
Okay. Jets.
I guess.
I mean, what's good there?
I know. I guess.
what is good there?
Fields is going to be my most owned quarterback in fantasy. I was glad to hear Evan Silva say he'd also be his. It's not fantasy. This is where Brandon Bean could actually have it make sense when he said, this is not fantasy football.
Right.
Nobody's really thinking of your wide receiver issues as whether they're fantasy football or not. We're not trying to draft somebody. We want you to draft somebody. 13. Dolphins.
Wow. All right, I'm there. They could be like a, you ever seen like in the news, like an oil rig out in the Gulf of Mexico catches on fire and they just don't know what to do. It's gotta let it burn out. That could be the Dolphins. They could be a burning oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico this year.
The Gulf of America.
I'm going to still call it by its appropriate name.
By its actual name?
By its actual name. Yeah, I know. I'm a rebel.
You hate America.
Yes. Well, it's never been more obvious.
12. I don't disagree, by the way. One Tua injury, then what?
Right. What number are we on?
12.
I haven't said the Raiders yet?
No. Want to?
I think I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
11.
Colts.
Okay.
It is good to see that since we last did this, or maybe we did, well, we just did this last on Friday, right?
8 days ago.
Okay.
Tuesday of last week.
Okay. I think it's sounding, but you mentioned this, I think, if not on the air, certainly off the air to me. Like, it's reading more like they're ready to give Richardson an opportunity there. And that's good for the overall there. I don't know if it's going to work, but they should at least try that before they completely give up and hand their franchise over to Daniel freaking Jones.
Well, I think I'm excited about that. I want to see Richardson work out if it's possible to root for that. What's possible to root for it, if it's realistic. But think of how they got there. So they sign Daniel Jones because they're nowhere on Richardson. They don't know what to do. Then they get near training camp, and, oh, he's got a shoulder injury recurrence, and he might not be ready. Then Richardson's like, actually, I'm fine. You know, what is this? Like, I'm actually fine. I'll be there. We get to camp, and he is. And then the Colts get to see Daniel Jones on the field, and they're like, nope. And so now the hype is all Richardson, like he might be good. And he's all talking about how he only wants to throw the ball short in practice because he's trying to prove that he can get better at that and do that, mm-hmm. even though his deep ball is unbelievable. I guess check the box, like just let's work on the other stuff. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I think they're back on Richardson because Jones is that bad.
Yeah. It's like they signed Jones, sort of like how Gettleman walked into the Senior Bowl and saw him and went like, there's my quarterback. Like they reverted to that. They ignored everything he had done since he's been in the NFL. And like, I mean, he's 6'4 and he can run. That's our guy.
We need somebody.
And they watched him practice and went, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, he was never better than Richardson in practices. We had the guy, Kevin Bowen from Indianapolis, talking right. about like, it's not pretty. 10.
I'm having so much fun in here that I don't even know who we've said and haven't
said.
See,
bare knuckle, the clock's ticking.
New England hasn't been said yet, have they?
No.
Okay.
I'll say Pittsburgh.
They got to come in here at some point.
I'll go New England here.
Okay. Pittsburgh's not a good pick there. It looks like it's kind of stabilized. 9.
Yeah, they might be annoyingly good.
Like always. Just good enough.
Right.
To be annoying.
Except not with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
That won't be more annoying, I'm sure. 9, Pittsburgh. You also have Jacksonville if you want them.
I'm gonna say Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'll revert to my, you know, sort of bullish behavior about Liam Cohen and the Jaguars, although they're probably next.
8.
Jaguars.
Houston.
I heard a speech on Houston that made me think I'm a little too low, or high in this case. Evan was like, best defense in the NFL? Oof.
I mean, the edge guys are good.
Stingley's amazing.
They've got a great corner.
Their offensive line terrifies me in the worst way. That is not a good unit, and it got worse.
The Mixon injury sounds bad. The way that's all added up, I think it's right to be pessimistic about him for the season, for the opener. I think it sounds bad. So we're on Nick Chubb and Woody Marks. And Damian Pierce, who's not practicing either. They'd be, if you had a running back getting traded, Houston would be a team you might expect to make the move. But they traded a 4th next year to get to Woody Marks. Like, they've already spent a 4th round pick on a guy that is in their backfield. And I don't know, most of my fantasy friends don't like this player at all. He's a pass catcher for a running back. You're waiting for me to pick. I'll say Jacksonville. I think Houston has earned a little better. 7. Aaron Schatz was interesting about the Chargers. I'll go with him on the day of his appearance. I'll go with the Chargers at 7. It's where they were last week.
I think I want to say Houston.
All right. Obviously, you don't watch the playoffs.
No, I don't watch football.
Nobody saw Houston crush the Chargers in the playoffs with that same defense.
Because it's July still. That's why I don't watch football.
6.
What about the UFL?
Sorry. What about the UFL? What's happened with that thing?
I don't even know. Is it still?
I don't even know. I don't know a single thing about it.
Did they have their UFL bowl yet? Did they
play at all?
I don't.
That's Russ. Russ runs the UFL. Did they play at all?
I don't know.
I imagine they did, but
maybe they did.
Maybe,
but there
didn't.
Was a contract thing. There was a labor issue with the UFL before it started. Maybe they didn't play. I don't even know.
Fans don't even pay attention to labor issues in the NFL,
let alone the UFL.
Russ, who, by the way?
Russ Brandon.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we know a lot of people that are in with the UFL.
Yeah.
I have forgotten some of the names, but yeah. 6, Chargers.
Sure, fine. Yep.
5. Bengals.
Yes.
Sure.
Hendrickson reported.
But I think that might be just a hold-in. I mean, he was in street clothes today, standing on the field. He was at his locker after practice talking. But I don't know if he said he's going to suit up tomorrow or something.
A guy like that could win one-on-ones in street clothes.
I think he just showed up and is just like, you know, he's doing what McLaurin is doing,
Yep. Basically.
Like, all right, I'm here. I'm tired of getting fined $50,000 a day for this nonsense. I'll come and stand here in a black T-shirt and look tough.
That doesn't seem like that should be allowed.
To get away with not paying the fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by being on the field in jeans? I mean, why is that different?
I think, well...
Is he in meetings?
I don't know that it... I would expect yes. I think the hold-in is just, I'm not putting myself at risk of injury.
Okay.
And what I think it does, it's a way around guys pretending their hamstrings are tight.
McLaurin is right. Listed.
Yeah, McLaurin is the opposite of that.
Elbow though. Or something. They're right. Pretending he has. Well,
like if Trey Hendrickson has passed his physical and is there on time, but doesn't want to work because of the end of the contract, you're like, I don't know. My leg, I slept funny. You know, it's just like day over day of that. So I think you just like, all right, hold in. Got it. You're here. Fine.
It's weird.
Anyway, Bengals.
4. Denver.
Broncos got to be, right?
They're on their own tier, it seems. Unless they should be higher, you know, with the Chargers or the Bengals. But they're not top 3 material. Not yet.
No.
3.
Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs. Two. Baltimore.
I was going to say Ravens today.
Isaiah Likely.
I really, really was.
And maybe Zay Flowers.
Maybe Zay Flowers, right.
And Hairston's good.
Right.
I mean,
there it is.
Pretty
everyone.
Good. Bills. Because of Isaiah Likely, the Ravens move up from 1 to 2, and the Bills take the one spot back. It's the little things.
Someone should let their families know. They're going to be so proud.
Bills? Oh, I mean, they would be listening, don't you think? It's riveting content.
Always.
Today is National Cheesecake Day.
Great.
If you're looking for something to eat later.
Good.
9999 challenge. 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, 9 pieces of cheesecake, and 9 innings. Try that. The Hall of Fame game is tomorrow night. The Lions are favored by 1.5, and the total is 32.5 against the Chargers in Canton. Brent Musburger will be on the broadcast. He's this year's media honoree at the Hall of Fame. What took him so long?
Good question.
He could have been honored 20 years ago.
Being so prominent in Las Vegas.
Maybe.
I'm not even half kidding.
The league has a team there, but maybe.
No, I know.
Long time before that.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So he'll be on the broadcast with Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark tomorrow night. And so too will all the players, Eric Allen, Jared Allen.
Right.
Guy, Shannon Sharp. There's one more. Guys are going in. They're supposed to be. They always do that. They stop by for a few minutes on the Hall of Fame game. That's tomorrow. Today, we talked to Aaron Schatz about his almanac, which is back out and available. So we'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.